Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After a year of successfully building an online retail business, our next guest decided it was time to open a brick-and-mortar location. Why take on that added expense and risk? Well, we're going to find out because we have her in our studio today. Sarah Rama is owner of Duck Duck Goose Children's Shop in Columbia. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
So first of all, give us a history of your shop.
My shop began in August of 2017 after I had my second little girl and quickly realized that I thought that there was a void in the Columbia market for a lot of the brands of children's clothes that I loved. I walked out and called my mom and I said, somebody in this town is missing a great opportunity. And I thought that I could open an online business just to kind of test the market and see how it went. And it quickly took off. So I quickly reached out to vendors and started an online business.
What were you looking for that you couldn't find?
There were specific brands that I personally love, and I felt that they were either not represented at all or not well enough represented in the area. Although present in the market, there wasn't the depth.
So they were already online,
right.
These brands.
Right.
How did this become a business if they were already online?
Why would they buy from me instead of buying from these companies online that are
right.
already available online?
Right.
I felt like this was an opportunity to present a more curated collection of these brands. So I went to market, saw the lines, and hand selected each and every item. All things that I would dress my own children in, all things that I know fit well, you know, wear well, and brought them to my shop.
The whole decision then to open a brick and mortar store, it's kind of a trend in the industry. Even Amazon is opening up brick and mortar stores now.
Right. I think what I saw is that people were wanting that personal connection. Even though I was, quote, an online-only store, I had people ask me, you know, to come to my showroom, or did I have a showroom that they could come see and touch and feel. I think that in this particular market, people want that, especially when you talk about buying baby gifts. People love the process of going and touching and feeling and picking out that special gift. So I think that the online portion of it, there's a personal level that's missed when you're online only.
Talk about the challenges in actually opening up a physical location versus your online business.
Just all of the logistics that go into planning for a retail space, but I didn't consider it a challenge. It was a really fun and fulfilling process for me.
How did you choose your location?
So we saw the opportunity to fill the space on Divine Street that a longstanding children's clothing store had occupied for 11 years. The space became available. It was a great opportunity, and so we hopped on it.
Well, talk about building a relationship with these specialty children's wear companies,
mm-hmm.
and you know how you build those relationships and obtain the inventory, and what's all involved in that process.
Right. I do most of my buying in Atlanta, at the children's market in Atlanta, and many of the vendors are brick-and-mortar loyal, so they will only sell to you if you have a brick-and-mortar location. A lot of them used to sell to online retailers but have lately returned back to being brick-and-mortar loyal because they see the value in supporting their brick-and-mortar customers. So I just reached out to, you know, my favorite vendors and expressed my love for their lines. And
do they have minimums?
They do, yes. They all have their own minimums. They all have their own set of rules and, wholesale policies that we have to follow. And
their desire to deal with brick-and-mortar locations, was that a factor in you looking at a space?
Absolutely, yes. I realized quickly after starting the online business that I was going to be limited in what I was able to offer people if I was an online-only customer, because some of the biggest lines that I wanted to represent were brick-and-mortar loyal lines. So they wouldn't sell to me without a brick-and-mortar location. So that was my justification for I have to have a brick-and-mortar to be able to sell those lines.
And they let you continue to sell online?
Yes. Some of them have rules that you can't sell it online, but people can call the store and buy it over the phone. But yes, most of it, the majority of it, is still available for purchase in-store and online.
Sarah, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Sarah Rama is owner of Duck Duck Goose Children's Shop in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.